Question 28. Why does Islam oppose homosexuality? Where is freedom of choice? In the West today, homosexuality and lesbianism have come to be seen as an alternative lifestyle subject to personal preference. It is no longer considered an abnormality that requires restraint and treatment, and is being actively promoted by its adherents and their sympathizers as a legitimate way of life. Arguments in favor of tolerance towards same-sex relationships are based on the assumption that homosexual behavior is biologically based and not merely learned from society. Islam considers homosexuality to be the result of human choice. Human beings are not robots that do only what they are programmed to do. They choose how to behave, and God holds them responsible for their choices. It is inconceivable that God would have made some people homosexuals, then declared it a punishable crime. To accept such a proposition is to suggest that God is unjust. God has created everything in due proportion. He established the means for populating the earth and maintaining life by the creation of male and female, not only in man, but among almost all living things. Islam considers deliberate efforts to change this nature as rebellion against the Creator. Inclinations can exist within humans toward a variety of natural acts and unnatural ones, such as rape, pedophilia, or bestiality. These inclinations may arise from media influence or direct contact, but it does not mean that free rein should be given to them. Muslims are under obligation to control and overcome such inclinations in obedience to God. It should be noted that Islam did not introduce anti-gay legislation to the world. The texts of the Torah are replete with clear condemnation of such practices. But among the things foretold by the Prophet of Islam is this: immorality will not appear among a people to the extent that they publicize it, but that painful diseases will spread among them, which were not known to their predecessors. Narrated by Ibn Majah and Al-Hakim. Sexually transmitted diseases are steeply on the rise in permissive societies, in particular HIV, AIDS, which causes loss of acquired immunity and usually leads to death. Islamic teachings emphasize the distinctions between male and female. Islam instructs parents to separate their children in their beds by the age of 10 in order to avoid sexual experiences which may result from childhood experimentation. Such experiences are often reinforced by contacts in school or through abuse from perverted adults. Islam also encourages early marriage in order to facilitate lawful sexual relations for young people as soon as possible and keep them away from unlawful and unnatural ones.